Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome the historian Svetlana Lakova, the author of The Spy Who Changed History, The Untold Story of How the Soviet Union Stole America's Top Secrets. Also the author, most recently, of Spygate, the story of what is called Russiagate from Svetlana's point of view, given how she was caught up in the accusations, the allegations, the falsehoods from 2014 until now. It continues. However, right now, because it's 5 years, we are going to one particular series of events in January of 2017. It is the White House. It is January 5th in the afternoon, about 1 p.m., and the President of the United States, Barack Obama, is present, along with the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, now President of the United States. Gathered in the Oval Office are extremely important members of the Obama administration. James Comey, the director of the FBI. James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence. Mr. Brennan, the director of the CIA. And their principals. We can also presume that the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, is present. The point of the discussion is an ongoing investigation to this point by the FBI, called codename Crossfire Hurricane, subset Razor. Razor is the codename directed against General Flynn. At this point, Michael Flynn is designated to be the National Security Advisor for the incoming Trump administration in 2 weeks' time. However, this day the discussion turns on the investigation of the recent election and the allegation that the recent election was poisoned, distorted, fixed, broken by actions of the Kremlin, led by Vladimir Putin himself. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. None of us knew about this meeting until long afterwards. However, the meeting's important to set the stage for what we now know as Russiagate, the ongoing investigation of the allegation that President Trump, now former President Trump, was a stooge, a pet, a hireling of Vladimir Putin, the man who now threatens war in Europe over Ukraine. At this time, however, it wasn't Ukraine that was the crisis, it was the election. That day, what was the nature of the discussion? What was at issue between these dignitaries? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on. Election in November 2016, the result was that the American people voted that Donald Trump should become the 45th president of the United States. And between November and December, there were a lot of emotions, a lot of, people were disappointed with that result. However, he was preparing for the presidency. Trump put together a transition team, which included people like General Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor and a lot of other people, and they were preparing to take over the White House and the country in a legitimate way on January 20th, 2017. And everything was, relatively normal other than the emotions, until it transpires in December 2016. Then-President Barack Obama is concerned that actually maybe Donald Trump was not legitimately elected. Maybe, in fact, he was helped, assisted, or in fact put in place as a Manchurian candidate, as a Kremlin candidate, by the Kremlin, by Russia. And at the same time that the members of the Trump campaign were in cahoots with Russia. And we now know that there was an ongoing investigations about all of this, which was secret at that point. But Barack Obama suddenly orders in mid-December a so-called intelligence community assessment in order to get the findings from the intelligence agencies about whether this is true. And he wants, you know, answers about that. And at the same time, he also wants updates on the investigation into the Trump campaign. Trump people don't know anything about that from what we know from the public domain. Then on January 5th, the intelligence community chiefs were to brief Barack Obama and his team, both on results of the intelligence community assessment and on where they are with the crossfire and hurricane investigation, which is the investigation into Trump campaign people and alleged Russia collusion.
That meeting that day was setting a mission, a statement of fact about what the president wanted accomplished. What did he tell Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, and Mr. Comey that he wanted to happen between the 5th and when Donald Trump was president?
Well, so first of all, he wanted to hear what the result of the assessment is. And the result of the assessment is that, you know, the intelligence community found, as, you know, it looks like they wanted that to be found, that in fact, it looks like, you know, Donald Trump was installed by Putin. And then that the investigation into the Trump campaign will continue, despite the fact that, you know, this is 2 weeks before inauguration. And he specifically asked for the right people, whatever the meaning of that word is, and only he can answer that, to be on this investigation. There is also a rather strange email by Susan Rice, his national security advisor, saying that he asked people to do it by the book, but she doesn't make that note on January 5th when the meeting takes place. She sends that as an email to herself on January 20th. But it feels like, it looks like it set the tone, it set the it set the tone for what's going to happen with the Trump presidency, where the previous administration was not just going to have a normal transition of power, but that the Russia collusion investigation and accusation is going to overshadow the Trump presidency and set the tone for the next 4 years.
The next day, the Director of National Intelligence on his site, on the side of the DNI, publishes Assessing Russian Activities and Intentions in Recent U.S. Elections, dateline 6 January 2017. Key judgments. I'll read just one. We assess Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election. Russia's goals were to undermine public faith in the U.S. democratic process, denigrate Secretary Clinton, and harm her electability and potential presidency. We further assess Putin and the Russian government developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. We have high confidence in these judgments. Did President Obama order this to be published on January 6th? Did they communicate this opinion to the president-elect Donald Trump?
Well, so as far as we know, Donald Trump found out about it on the same day as the rest of the country found out about it. So as far as we know from public reports, after the election in November and November, December, there weren't any particular concerns. Nobody sort of said, look, you know, it looks like this president might be illegitimate or installed by a foreign power. So, you know, from various interviews, there were various intelligence briefings in late 2016, where, you know, they were discussing that there were regular, you know, foreign, for foreigners, they would be interested in the U.S. elections. But that's nothing unusual has happened. Nothing in this particular election was any different to any other election, right? So then it was particularly shocking suddenly that in January 2017, just a couple of weeks before inauguration, this comes out. That was not what the Trump team, you know, to for all accounts expected. And that basically meant that American people started doubting whether or not Trump, in fact, is legitimate president. And that was something that Comey, Brennan, and Clapper were to go and, in fact, tell him on January 6th.
On January 6th, they all traveled to the president-elect to brief him on what this document has, not just the public version that I've just read from, but also the classified version. We know now that classified version. What did they tell the president from that classified version on January 6th?
So this is where it becomes very, very strange and actually very relevant to current events, because it transpires that a large chunk of the classified version, so-called Annex A, is actually what we now know is still dossier. So that a lot of the assessments, you know, rather shocking assessments, big assessments that are made in this intelligence community assessment is based on Christopher Steele, the now disgraced, he was disgraced then, but apparently people are figuring out now, former British spy who has been paid by Hillary Clinton to basically pretend as if he had legitimate sources. And actually his key source, called Igor Danchenko, is currently under indictment by Special Counsel Durham. So the FBI, the CIA people are briefing the Trump team about the ICA, the Intelligence Community Assessment, including the Steele dossier part. And General Flynn, who's the National Security Advisor, says, well, that's very concerning, but who are your sources? Have you even interviewed those sources? And James Comey says, yes. In fact, they haven't, because we now know that only after that meeting, when issues were raised with the information, you know, with the sources for this staggering assessment, and only after that meeting in 2017, do the then FBI team go and find Igor Danchenko and interview him for the first time in January 17. So despite the fact that the FBI relied on the Steele dossier for 6 months, and included that in the assessment, they haven't actually bothered to check out if the sources were legitimate.
Does Mr. Clapper, does Mr. Comey, does Mr. Brennan know that the FBI has not interviewed Danchenko, the source of the worst of the material in the Steele dossier? Do those three dignitaries know that when they're talking to the president?
Well, presumably yes, because there's a very strange email that James Comey sends to his FBI team on January 7th. So that's the day after the meeting with President-elect and his national security team. And by the way, it's a Saturday, right? And he says, to his team that Trump's team asked me if we've interviewed the sources for the Steele dossier, and I said yes, but we know for a fact that they haven't. Therefore, why did he say yes? And then within days of that, they suddenly find Igor Danchenko, who was the source, but in fact actually was a Clinton person who was the real source for this, and he lives in the United States, so they could have interviewed him for months. They never did. And specifically, the fact that, you know, James Comey told the Trump's team that he was interviewed. In fact, he wasn't. And then they start in the end of January 2017, the FBI have three interviews with Igor Danchenko that we only find out about relatively recently. And by the way, January 2017 is also the first time that the FBI interviewed George Papadopoulos, who you also remember was one of the reasons why the investigation got started. So it looks like as a result of this January 6th meeting, the then FBI team would, you know, in effect try and cover the fact that actually they didn't have any sources for that rather horrible assessment, because the intelligence community assessment was, you know, highly publicized, and it got American people, a lot of them, start thinking that the president was illegitimate. But it now transpires maybe they didn't have the sources for this. Didn't have as many sources that they should have had.
I'm speaking with Svetlana Lukova, the historian, the author of The Spy Who Changed History and the Untold Story of How the Soviet Union Stole America's Top Secrets. She's also the author of Spygate, which is the large picture of Russiagate, and how we got into a tangle that 5 years later has not been solved. A little caveat here. We're mentioning a man named Igor Danchenko. When we come back, who is Igor Danchenko? And we'll bring it up to date about where Igor Danchenko is today and what he faces in the investigation by John Durham about the events of Russiagate, the falsehoods of Russiagate over these last years. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.